Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
Newly elected Alaska State Senator Jesse Bjorkman's resignation from the Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly will be addressed by the Assembly at its regularly scheduled meeting on Tuesday, December 13th, in the Betty J. Glick Assembly Chambers. Bjorkman, who won re-election to the Borough Assembly District 3 seat in the October municipal election by nearly a 2-to-1 margin, has submitted a resignation letter to the Assembly in response to a successful campaign to win election to the Alaska State Senate District D with over 53% of the vote. Bjorkman talks about the process of resignation of his Borough Assembly seat.
Submitted a resignation today, which the Borough Assembly will take up at the next Borough Assembly meeting. That'll be on December 13th, and that process of how to fill that seat will.
In his resignation letter, Bjorkman stated it was his honor to represent the people of Nikiski on the Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly. I'm thankful to have worked with you, other assembly members, and our amazing borough staff as we push toward a more prosperous future for Kenai Peninsula Borough residents. The Assembly will consider Resolution 2002-059, which will make the Bjorkman resignation official effective January 16, 2023. The borough clerk is then directed to advertise the vacancy created in Assembly District 3 and forward copies of all declarations of candidacy received to the Assembly President and members of the Assembly. All applicants for appointment must file with the borough clerk a declaration of candidacy. The filing period will open at 8 a.m. on December 14, 2022 and end at 4:30 p.m. on January 10, 2023. Applicants must be a registered voter and reside within Assembly District 3. The Assembly will appoint a new representative for Assembly District 3 in a manner that ensures there's no gap in representation for Assembly District 3. Designed as a means to improve community services across the Kenai Peninsula, the Change for the Kenai Coalition is coordinating a peninsula-wide survey to assess community needs in a project titled 100% Alaska. Abby Sturford, representing Change for the Kenai, stated the public's input is incredibly important and will determine how improvements will be made in our community, especially as it relates to access to these 10 vital services. This project could also result in specific funding allocations and potential opportunities for new funding. 100% Alaska, the Community Needs Assessment Survey, will serve as the first step in identifying gaps in services on the Kenai Peninsula. After the tabulation of survey results, Change for the Kenai will work toward forming 10 work groups comprised of individuals from the Kenai Peninsula with interest in identified areas. Change for the Kenai hopes to encourage approximately 2,000 residents from the Central Kenai Peninsula through the survey. The 100% Alaska survey includes a series of questions to assess the needs of the people living in our community and should take approximately 5 minutes to complete. For additional details about it, you can find a link to the survey and contact info on the story on our website at RadioKenai.com. Santa and Mrs. Claus left Rudolph at home to catch a ride recently in an Alaska Air National Guard cargo plane. Donna Woodard has the details.
Santa came early to the village of Nuiqsut in Alaska, and he was accompanied by Mrs. Claus. Santa and Mrs. Claus didn't arrive on a sleigh, but on a plane flown by the National Guard. Their final destination? Delivering presents to youngsters at the Trapper School, where they were greeted by happy kids like Mallory.
I got a toy.
Nuiqsut's mayor says it was a wonderful opportunity.
It's about bringing in the National Guard in a non-stressful event so the kids could see them doing good work that's not during a scary event.
You can find pictures and more details about Santa's visit on the story on our website at RadioKenai.com. And that's KSRM News, covering the Kenai and Alaska for over 50 years and found online at RadioKenai.com. I'm Matt Wilson.
This has been This Week on the Kenai on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.